Join Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, who's currently parish priest in the Archdiocese of Liverpool at St Joseph's, Blundell Sands. He tells us how he often gets asked a rather awkward question, but I won't give too much away.
One of my jobs as a priest has been to teach philosophy. It would be more accurate to say to try to teach philosophy, because in the Anglo-Saxon and Celtic world, people get impatient with what seems to be pure theory, with no obvious practical purpose. But my father used to have a pub in Wales where I had to work serving beer and other drinks whenever I was home. It is utterly amazing how philosophical people become when they have had just a little too much to drink. They will argue about almost anything and take themselves really seriously. It is wise not to disagree with them. One of the things people frequently say when their inhibitions are not holding them back is how shocked they are that the Catholic Church is so rich. Everyone seems very impressed by figures in the history of the Church like St. Francis of Assisi or Mother Teresa. But I often get the impression from what they say that I am part of an organisation that has betrayed its origins. Why is the Church so rich? Why doesn't the Vatican sell its treasures? Isn't it going against what Jesus taught? Why do you bother staying in such a hypocritical church? These are questions I often hear, and they need an honest answer. The first thing I feel bound to say is that there is always room for improvement in the church. It is very easy to spot church officials with brand new cars and fashionable clothing, those who choose expensive restaurants and have exotic holidays. The best thing is to learn from them. If that sort of behaviour makes us uneasy or unhappy, then we should obviously not imitate them if we are ever in their situation. Secondly, example is much more powerful than criticism. As far as I know, St. Francis himself was far more interested in living his own poverty than denouncing other people's faults and failings. Thirdly, thank God such opulent church officials are a tiny minority. And fourthly, if restraint in living standards applies to the officials in the church, it applies to everyone. Luckily, I know many people, even priests, who regularly give substantial amounts to charities. I wonder what people mean when they say the Catholic Church is so rich, because we look more united than we really are. Different orders and congregations and movements are all separate entities as far as money is concerned. Every diocese is a totally separate economic unit, and every parish has to run its own separate accounts. In some places, sharing schemes enable richer parishes to help poorer ones. And on the international level, the bishops in some countries pool money and other resources on behalf of poorer Catholic communities in other countries, and they do so gladly. Some parts of the church are wealthy, but many struggle. Many are very generous. What about selling the Vatican art collections? I wonder what good that would do. Now, they are visited and enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of people every year, and I believe the entrance fees simply cover the running costs and restoration work. If they were sold, that would end tomorrow. The money could be given to good causes, but only once. I hope we're not going against the spirit of what Jesus wanted his followers to do. I would jump for joy if bureaucracy could be reduced and if we could solve some more major problems, but we are very limited. I have no idea what is hidden in bank accounts, but I'm convinced that is not where the church's real riches lie. It is a tonic to visit Lourdes and see the amount of goodness poured out on the sick, very often by young women and men whose generosity is not often recognised at home. It is marvellous to see young lay men and women volunteering for a period of service in foreign countries with little or no pay. It is impressive to see the energy expended by missionary sisters, brothers and priests who think of many things but never of money. And I'm proud to have been involved in the formation of some young men who give hours and hours every day to their work in hospitals, prisons and schools. They are paid and generally want for little. But the good ones seem almost unconcerned about what they're given. These people, whose services the Christian community receives very cheaply, are witnesses of very important values. That is why I think it is worth bothering with our imperfect but humanly genuine church. Just two final thoughts. We must never forget how Jesus reacted to people doing business in the temple. We must do our utmost to ensure that, at every level, the church lives honestly and simply. Finally, if they did sell the Vatican art collection, I wonder if the profit from the sale would be enough to pay for one of the more expensive football players in Italy or England.
And many thanks there, as always, to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, who is currently working as parish priest in the Archdiocese of Liverpool in England. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.